Fuck.
Hello.
Hello.
It's we back. Are potting.
Two bitches.
Which hoe? This one.
Which hoe?
This hoe. Oh, that one.
Oh, that hoe.
Oh.
This dumb bitch and that hoe.
That's me.
So, it's Suk on Summer.
Today, our podcast is about rainbows. Just kidding. I'm sorry, you're gonna.
Okay, when is it appropriate to be mean? Ever? At all?
When it's funny? When it's true?
I think when it's true. I mean, when it's funny, it's.
You have
makes
to.
Makes it more appropriate.
Yeah.
It's entertaining, but it's still mean. But I think if something is true, I don't think that it's mean. I think it's just true.
Be honest.
And then it happens to be mean too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I kind of agree with you, only because, okay, so today while I was getting ready, I watched this stupid, I thought it was going to be really stupid, and it's not a little bit stupid. On Netflix, it's like this new series they have about these female realtors, and the one, her name is Christine, and she's quite the bitch, apparently, but to be honest, she's just really honest, and I don't really see, she's not a bitch, to be honest, she's just honest,
oh, is this
you know?
A gender thing? Is this, you know,
maybe?
Because, I mean?
Yeah,
if women,
maybe it's the whole thing.
If women say things that are honest, they're mean.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah,
yeah. Very maybe. True.
Maybe that's
yeah.
And I think that's she's so catty. Oh, she's so judgmental. Oh, she's such a bitch.
Yeah, and it's
sure
like
she's not just honest.
No, she's just being honest. So if a guy said it, it would be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'd take
like,
that. You know,
like, coming or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Straightforward.
He's just straightforward. He's just being honest. He's just telling the truth.
No
like,
bullshit.
What's it? Yeah, exactly. He cuts to the chase.
Yeah.
At least you know where you stand.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah. Yeah. Whereas, like, if it's a female, she's just a bitch. So it's like, oh, okay. But, yeah. So I think it's, I always think it's appropriate if it's humor. Because I just think humor is the best way to deal with anything.
It's true.
But, yeah, I think you're right. I think honesty is, like, never inappropriate, even if it's mean.
I think sometimes maybe it's inappropriate for a certain situation.
In
know?
A certain setting.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like,
or
I
sometimes,
think right
I think
place,
two
right
things.
Time.
Like, phrasing.
Yeah. I'm really bad for that.
Yeah, same. And then also, yeah, the setting.
Yeah, I think
you know,
definitely settings are
maybe
a big deal.
Maybe not the time or the place.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe it's not the time or the place to tell certain things to certain people.
Even if they're true or really funny.
Yeah. Sometimes I think people need to pull others aside if it's something that's, you know, gonna be hurtful. You know? Because nobody wants to be hurt. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's what I think. I do think you're right about the whole bitch thing. Like, I think that people, you know, it's gendered.
It being a gender thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. How's your night been?
Well, I had a really good time.
Good.
Because I was just
good.
Fun. Like, our friends came in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Amazing females. And, oh, it was such a good group of girls. So happy, so positive. That was actually a really nice experience.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
Good vibes. And
appreciate
then I
it.
Ate some snacks.
Some stripper snacks.
So, yeah, it was not a bad night.
Yeah, truth.
What about you? How's your night?
I'm gonna dance for a really pretty boy.
Ooh.
Well, thick. I don't know if other people call him pretty, but nice
like
and
for
thick.
You.
Nice and thick. Yeah, like, so that was
like
kind of nice, actually.
Farm boy vibes.
Except, yeah.
It's just like, that John Deere, though.
Yeah.
Bale of hay.
Had a nice sweatshirt on.
No, a bunny hug.
No, it was a sweatshirt. It didn't have a hood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was actually like a sweatshirt. A little champion sweatshirt. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like, this is like a well-dressed looking one.
Damn.
To me, that's well-dressed. He has his champion hoodie on. Well-dressed. Not a hoodie. It's a sweatshirt because it doesn't have a hood. Bunny hugs are my favorite. If y'all don't know what a bunny hug is, it's a hoodie. Usually it has a little pooch.
For your hands.
For your hands. And it, where I'm from, we call those bunny hugs. And when I took Summer to a football game, it was kind of funny because, okay, so I took her to Saskatchewan and we went to a football game and they had a survey on the frickin' big screen that said, do you call it a hoodie or a bunny hug?
But of course we're in Saskatchewan.
So right? Everyone calls it a bunny hug, yeah.
And they also identify with that because they know they're the only ones who use that term. So they go pretty hard on it.
Yeah.
Like, this is our identity.
Yeah. I didn't really know. Like, I was really young when I left the province, but I didn't know until I left and I was somewhere else. And I was like, oh, what are y'all calling it?
You know how I found out? Was because we had, when I was articling, we had a file out of Saskatchewan, and these cops were undercover cops, and they wrote in their notebooks, they'd be like, you know, they're undercover, so they're like plain clothes officers.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, a blah blah bunny hug, this and that.
And you're like,
I'm
a what?
This, and I'm like, a what? And so I looked it up, and I think it was on urbandictionary.com.
Probably.
And it says,
Yeah.
Is a term from Saskatchewan to mean a hoodie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I know. We have some strange things. Yeah. Gophers a lot of times are called prairie dogs.
See, that? Like, that's not weird, though.
Yeah.
I feel like other people use prairie dogs.
Or, like, you know what we're really big for, too, that I noticed? I don't know if it's the same here, but I know in Ontario it kind of weirded me out how, like, every popsicle was a popsicle and every ice cream was an ice cream. And, like, in Saskatchewan, we, like, called them all by name. Like, it was, like, if it was a Revelo, it was a Revelo. If you're going to get a fudgesicle, you're going to get a fudgesicle. If you're getting a creamsicle, you're getting a creamsicle. Like, if you said, I'm getting an ice cream, you'd be like, well, what ice cream? Like, do I want an ice cream? Well, what kind of ice cream do you have, you know? So, like, we kind of, like, or do you guys have Dixie cups? I noticed those things aren't really big anywhere.
Those are, like, bread cups?
No, they're, like, they're actually little ice cream in like a tiny little thing
with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, we had those.
They had those at the Air Canada Lounge once. They wheeled out this little freezer and they had those little Dixie cups and I was just like, oh my god, this is so fun. And then they also had these cookies, so I just decided to go balls to the wall and a fucking ice cream sandwich with cookies and like
yes yeah. Oh
yeah,
that sounds amazing.
I think the person I was with was just like, what the fuck?
What is
like,
going on?
Don't ruin it for me.
I'm having a good time, please don't judge me. Amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, we have Dixie cups, but
okay.
I don't know if we call them that.
I don't know. I don't know why
they're the standard. Well, that's probably what they're actually called.
Probably.
That's the standard,
like, kid
ice
thing, right?
Cream thing for or sporting events.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Always get those.
Yeah.
I like the strawberry.
Did you ever have Napoleon or whatever it's called when you're a kid? Neapolitan. Wait, what the heck is it?
Oh,
strawberry
Neapolitan.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
that's the one.
What's the one where they like Spumoni and they switch out the strawberry for pistachio?
What? I never
fucking
heard of this.
Dumbest ass shit ever. Like the only fucking reason is because the strawberry is the best fucking flavor out of all of them. Like, I don't want pistachio in my ice cream.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's not that I'm against pistachio ice cream.
Yeah.
I just feel like, why would you take out?
What's
the
wrong
strawberry?
With the strawberry? Yeah.
Strawberry is my favorite.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, so
we digress. So if you're gonna be mean, be funny. If you're gonna be mean and you're a girl, you're not a bitch, you're just being honest.
Have you ever been told that you've been mean and you actually don't think that you were?
Yeah, quite often. But to be honest, I just don't think certain things are mean. Like, I just think they're being honest. Like when I told Buddy about our sexual experience was not good.
That's a different,
you know, like,
right.
I just thought,
okay,
I was
but
being honest.
I mean
don't ask.
Yeah, he had a bunch of other,
yeah, he was just a mean human,
vulnerability factors going on at that point in time.
Truth. Yeah,
that
he
wasn't
did,
really
he did.
You that was just him not being able to deal with
handle life
his life. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, but I like mean, why would you ask, you know,
he's picking
like,
a fight because he's emotionally abusive.
Truth. So that was probably the last time, I think. How about you? Have you ever been?
Yo, like every day.
Like every day.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Yeah, a lot of the time people are like, wow, that's really mean. And I'm like, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's too bad that you are, I mean, I don't, see, the thing is, I don't care if I'm mean.
Yeah.
I don't really put any effort into not being mean.
Yeah.
I don't see the point.
I feel like I never mean to be mean, but then it obviously is told to me after. People are like, oh, you did that? I'm like, oh, is that a problem? Like, I don't realize, but then I feel really bad. Because then people explain.
I just think it's funny. If I do something that I didn't intend to be mean, and yeah. then they think it's mean, I think it's funny. Because I'm like, wow, that's...
Well, it's a good way of looking at it. Because it's like, they took it that way, yeah. right? Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
It just yeah. goes to, you know, their insecurity or whatever.
Yeah, big right? time. That's true, actually. Well done.
Or, okay, so once, when I was in law school, I was in second year, we were like... team leaders or whatever, because yeah. we started with, when you work for student legal services, you like become like a team leader in second yeah. year, and you have like your group of like first year students that you're supposed to train manage. And take care of whatever. And so this one chick did not make any notes on the file, like at all. And you know, if this is your own practice, it doesn't really matter so yeah. much, because ideally you're working with other people who like an assistant who'll kind of know what's going on or whatever yeah. right? and it's yeah. like, you know, you're responsible for your own files. But in this situation, it was one of those situations where someone else was picking up the file after her, so you're it, like the file's designed so that the first thing you see when you open it is the action taken sheet, and it's supposed to be filled in with what you did on each day and
yeah.
where the file is going from there. So I open it and there's nothing there, like nothing. And I'm like, okay, that's concerning, because
yeah.
I have to pass this file on to someone else. And at the same time, this person, the client, was like had a complaint about something. So that's just even worse.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, now I don't even have the benefit of going back to this person's notes.
Figuring out yeah, what happened.
Yeah. So if this person, if like the client was upset about, you know, said something happened, I'd be like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even, you know, like I don't have contemporaneous notes. To, yeah. Like, you know. Anyway, so... And I, like, sat her down, and I don't think I was being mean at the time, but I also don't care if I was being
yeah.
mean, because this is kind of...
Being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I felt like I approached it in a not mean manner, but I guess she felt differently, because then afterwards she was like, yeah, like, she was so mean to me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you sure you just didn't take it personally that you didn't do your job? But I mean, also,
yeah.
I wasn't choked, because I was like, you know what, if you can't handle me telling you that you're supposed to do something that you already knew you were supposed to do, and you thought I was being mean about it, you're probably not going to survive in this industry.
Truth. So, truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a situation where I didn't think I was being mean, but maybe I was, and even if I was, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, I don't think it would have benefited anyone in that situation for me to be mean.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could have been way nicer about it, and maybe that would have turned out better, but at the same time, I feel like I was nice enough, given the circumstances,
yeah.
and I don't even think I was being mean, but then I also come across as a mean person a lot of the time. Yeah, like, how many times have people been like, wow, like, you look angry, and I'm like, no, that's just my face.
I think, like, when I get mad, people don't know how to handle it, because I think that people always are like, they don't really see it often, so when they do, they're just like, ah, they don't know how to handle it. Like, if I'm mad, you know?
No, you know what I think it is? I think it's
I'm loud.
No, when you're either one or the other, do you
yeah.
know what I mean? You're like either
yeah.
happy and smiley or pissed off.
Yeah.
And so it's like, maybe they don't know how to handle it, but then also like, you're, like, really pissed, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's just,
yeah.
like, not that...
Like, I'm loud either
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
like, I'm
yeah.
very
not
extreme.
That they don't know how to handle you
yeah.
when you're mad. It's just, like, such...
A contrast.
An amount. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
that's fair.
Just
that's
like,
fair.
Oh, okay.
They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, like, I just leave you alone, because I know that, like...
I'm just venting. 99% of it is just me venting. Like,
yeah, or you
yeah.
just don't want to talk about it. Because
yeah.
I know that if you want to talk about it, you'll talk about it.
Yep.
And, like,
truth.
I'm not going to pry, right?
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, it's just, like,
yeah.
because you're, like, in that way, sometimes you're a person of extremes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, when
true.
You're pissed, people are, like,
oh,
she's oh, really
geez.
Pissed.
Yeah.
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 That's true.
yeah.
yeah.
But, I mean, I'm kind
mean
of like
that,
too.
Yeah.
Like, I am also a person of extremes.
Yeah. It's just, like, that whole thing that we talked about, like, women aren't allowed to have emotion.
Like, that time I got really angry at something, and then I threw my bottle of dry hands, like, just... because I was pissed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I do things like that, I feel weird about it after, because I'm like, okay, like, I didn't have to get so mad that I was, like, physically aggressive. Like, that's weird. That's weird to me. Like, I don't feel like that should ever, I should ever have to resort to that. But in that moment, I was really mad, and so I threw my bottle of dry hands, like, against the wall. And then afterwards, the cap broken.
No!
So I had to unscrew it every time.
Oh my gosh.
Which is fine. I mean, there wasn't much left anyway. And also, it's just funny. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah, you're like, damn it.
I was like, oh, that backfired.
That's like the time I slammed a drink down and it went in my face. I was like, well, that didn't go how I planned. Like, not what I thought, like, at all.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I was a poop face.
One time, so I was driving and I was at a stoplight, so my car was stopped, and then I picked up my iPod to change the music.
Yeah.
And this guy in a motorcycle pulls up beside me at the stoplight and he's like, "You're not allowed to be on your phone in your car!" Like, she was like yelling at me, and because I had a convertible smart car at the time,
yeah.
So the top was down so I could like hear him. And then I was just like, "Oh, okay, thank you so much, sir. I hope you have a great day." And he got so angry at me. Oh my god. As soon as the light turned green, he fucking like revved it in front of me, cut in front of my car.
So dangerous.
I was like, "Yo, okay, yes, I drive a smart car."
Yeah.
At the time I did. It's a small car. But you're in a fucking bike.
Yeah, that's super dangerous.
Yo, like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Over something that has nothing to do with you.
Completely insignificant.
Like, I literally just changed my music on my iPod at a
stoplight. At a stoplight, yeah.
Like, yo. And I was super nice about it. I thanked you and wished you a good day. And you're gonna die over this? Okay. I mean, I know what it's like
Amazing.
To have a death wish, but that's like some next level shit.
True.
Like, dude, you're like,
true.
Pick. Anyway, so.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
It is pretty darn funny,
I was like,
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Right?
Like, I couldn't even...
You're like, "Anka, relax, homie."
Okay, actually, no, the best story about this is... I might have told you this before, but... So, I was driving, turning from one busy street, turning right onto another busy street. And so, there's... You know those community shuttle buses? They're, like, TransLink, but they're...
Oh, yeah,
buses, they're, like, the smaller ones.
Yeah.
So, it was pulled over on the curbside lane... And it was stopped. So I was like, okay, picking people up. So, because I had to turn right.
Yeah.
I got into the right lane, pulled in front of the community shuttle bus, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I turned right, like, going about my day driving. And then as soon as I turned right, this shuttle bus, like, pulls up beside me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Guy opens the door of the bus while he's driving to yell at me. I swear to God. And I'm like, yo, you have citizens in your vehicle. And he's like, "You just cut in front of me. That was really dangerous." And I was like, yo, more dangerous than what you're doing now. Like, yelling at me while he's driving. I kid you not. It was on 41st and or 41st and Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was turning from Victoria right onto 41st.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he's yelling at me. Oh. And same thing, I'm in my, like, smart car convertible. And so I turned to him, and I'm just kind of like, wow, this guy's crazy. And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much, sir. Do you want me to pull over so I can give you my information?" Because he was like, "I'm going to have to call the cops." I'm like, "Absolutely." Like, I'm, like, driving. Like, dude, like, this is crazy. And I'm like, "Yeah, do you want to pull over?
Yeah.
I'll give you
like,
my license and stuff.
Maybe we should pull over."
And then I was like, "I'm so sorry. Hope you have a great day, though." And he's like, "Oh, you don't have to apologize." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh, then why are you making such a big deal about
that? Bizarre
interaction.
And I offered to pull over because I was like, "This is really unsafe."
Oh my god!
And then he just sped off, and I was like, "What a fucking weirdo!"
Right?
Like, that's crazy.
Oh my god!
Crazy. Like, you know what I do? If shit like that happens, I just like. Take a note of your license.
Yeah, if it's that big of a deal.
Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
So.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I have a weird, funny thing, kind of like about cutting people off. So, you know when I went to Whistler with my friend Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were driving, and I have like a magnet for getting pulled over by police, typically because I speed. And I'm pretty smart about my speeding because, like, I don't risk other people's lives if they're in the car or anything
you're
stupid.
Still a safe driver.
I'm still a super, I'm super safe. But I actually cut a guy off, but the guy let me yeah. cut him off because I was in the wrong, like, I was in a turning lane at a stoplight, and I was like, oh god, I'm in the turning lane. Yes, I knew there was a cop behind me, but I also didn't want to make the left-hand turn. So I knew that I made eye contact with the guy in the other lane so that I could swerve in front of him. And so I did, right? As soon as the light turned green. So I cut him off, and then of course, I get pulled over, and the cop is like, do you know why I'm pulling you over? I'm like, well, not really. Like, I knew, but I didn't. Like, I mean, obviously, I was safe about what I was doing, so I didn't really think it was a big deal. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're still, like, not at the intersection.
Yeah, and I was like, what? I was, and then, so he's like, you cut that person off. And so I looked at the cop. I was like, he let me.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you high? I was like, no. He's like, have you been drinking? And I was like, no, I don't drink and I don't smoke. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to check your license. And then he took forever, which is fine, and he let me go. Because, like, what were you going to do?
About this. Okay,
you know? It was like, oh my god, so annoyed.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually probably the best story. In my mind, I think.
He let me. That's all I remember, just whining.
Yeah, okay, this is like, sometimes you just have to be that way, though.
It's true.
Like, sometimes you just, like, you know.
The honest truth.
Yeah, because sometimes you're, like, really nice and professional, and then it, like, pisses them off more.
It's true, yeah.
Because they're, like, expecting you to... you know, be more submissive and whiny. Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so went okay, so we had a trial in Supreme Court and I was with our practicum student at the time. And so I was asked by my boss to bring him some casebooks. So they're in the middle of whatever, like they're in the middle of proceedings, right? So I just walk in, like, okay, like a normal person would, and I walk past the bar to give my boss these books, and I don't even make it to the bar because as soon as I walk a few steps into the courthouse or the courtroom, the sheriff's like, hey, come here! And I was like, okay, like, fuck, buddy, like, yo. I'm like, all right.
Here we go.
I, like, fucking turn around. He, like, escorts me out of the courtroom. We're standing in the fucking hallway. He's like, it's just so ridiculous. He's like, you know what you just did there? And I was like, oh, I just need to hand these books to senior counsel. And he's like, yeah, you know that person in that box, the prisoner that you just walked past? And I'm like, yeah, our clients. And he got, like, so mad at me.
Oh my god.
I was like, okay, and the thing is, I just before I walked in, I saw the Crown's articling student do the exact same thing. Just walk in, pass the bar, hand senior counsel something, right?
Oh my god.
And also, like, yo, if you were so concerned, why didn't you stop me when I was walking in the room? Why did you wait till I walked past up to where the bar was, where counsel was sitting? Like, you know why? Because he was just standing by the door, dicking around, zoning out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking why. And so anyway, I was like, yeah, like, our client. And then he was like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't just have anybody walking in and out. I'm like, buddy, actually, yes, you can. It's like a public fucking place.
God,
you can't
it
keep
is.
People out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway. And then, so I just was like, okay, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sheriff. Like, I really apologize. I just intended to hand these casebooks to senior counsel per my instructions. And, like, blah, blah, blah. Who's on stage right now?
Nobody right now. But
who's
it will be,
to be on stage?
Lily, I believe.
Fuck, okay. Okay, let's have to get ready soon. Yeah, and so I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sheriff. I just wanted to have these casebooks, blah, blah, blah. And then he got, like, really flustered because I was being really nice. And then he was like, well, you know, I just can't have anybody walking in there. And I was like, oh, well, did you want to take my ID or something? And then he was like, well, yes. Even though he, like, actually had no intention of doing it. But
jeez.
He felt like he had to because it was, like, this whole power trip thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, like... And then I, like, made him take my driver's license and my law society card. And then I just stood there while he, like, awkwardly, like, wrote down some information on his notepad that I knew he was never going to use or look at ever again.
Honestly, don't even
and
know
And it was so funny because then the girl I worked with came out and then she was, like, super nice to him too.
Oh,
and
my god.
And it just made him look like such a fucking asshole. And she was like, no, Mr. Sheriff, like, I totally understand, blah, blah, blah. And now to this day, me and, like, that practicum student that I was with is just, like, this running joke that, like, all I do is, like, get yelled at by courtroom sheriffs.
So, amazing.
Yeah, I know, it was pretty funny.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was actually, like, probably, like, the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to me in court.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, he was so mad. Like, oh my god.
For no reason.
Because he wasn't paying attention. And then he freaked out about it. You know, like, why wouldn't you just stop me when I was going in through the door where he was standing? Because right. He was totally zoning out. And then he was like, you! And I was like, oh, okay, like...
Yeah, that's so like crunky. When the cop lost my freaking, what's it called? My insurance slip. And I was like, I went to get out of my car because I could see it blowing away. And he's like, stay in the car. I was like, but it's right there. And he's like, you didn't give it to me. I was like, I can see it blowing away. You dropped it. And he's really like, funny. Stay in. And he like slammed the door and like, he was a really chubby little guy. And he's like, chomp, 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 running after it. I was like, you're such a jerk. Like, you're screaming at me that I didn't give it to you. And I'm literally trying to go and get it for you. Because it's
so funny.
Chubby little man, you know, and I was like, dude, I'll go get it, like, I'll be quicker, you know. But he just slammed the car door and was like, oh, so man. Angry. I was like, why are you mad? You're the one that dropped it. Like, god,
it's so funny.
It is pretty funny. I was like, oh, okay, sorry, Mr. Police.
Power trips,
yeah,
not when you should be mean,
right? Yeah,
even though that's kind of the point.
Yeah
it's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm eating these things. They're like jalapeno cheddar.
Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, cheese sticks. Honestly, this is the first time I've smelt them all
night.
Me too. And they're really strong smelling at the bottom. I wonder if there's like a concentration powder.
Of like whatever the fuck this flavor
seasoning.
Is.
Seasoning. It does smell good though.
They're weird.
Yeah, it is a little different. Like, I don't know. If any of you have these, we have an overabundance of cheddar and jalapeno. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, because jalapeno poppers, right?
This is not real cheddar, nor is it real jalapeno, so.
Truth. It's like spice extract.
Cool. So chemical is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it has dehydrated parsley. A very small amount. It's the last ingredient. Yeah. We have, like, all these original old Dutch chips in our change room.
Okay, so I'm, like, doing this thing where I'm not eating potatoes.
Oh, so that's why you're eating the jalapeno cheddar.
No, it's because they're already open and I was curious.
Oh. Almondina.
Those sesame. Are not bad. Almond bites. Like,
I love that. I can't eat those. I can't eat anything. Anyway. Yeah, you can be mean sometimes if you're honest and funny.
Thanks for listening.
We love you, Kimba!
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.